Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Big change. We can all remember that President Trump had no interest or concern about climate change when he was elected, and he quickly withdrew the United States from the World Climate Accord. And Thursday this week is Earth Day, and President Biden will host a virtual climate conference with more than 20 countries. The United States is back as a very active member of the climate team. What will we decide at the meeting is a big question. Will they agree on targets for cutting greenhouse gas emissions? Will China step up and do their part? What about Europe? Polls in the United States indicate that our country is ready to go. If we are going to do something, our ag industry doesn't want to be left out. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is pushing the climate change agenda. Farm Bureau and other farm groups are ready. 2 or 3 years ago, I never would have imagined this farm buy-in. I guess we can do it. Vilsack says we need an ag carbon bank. Farmers will have to be incentivized to take necessary steps. Another important way to curb emissions would be to expand our conservation reserve acres. In 2007, farmers had 36.8 million acres of land set aside in the reserve. And the number of acres today has dropped to 20.8 million. The rental rates were cut with the 2018 Farm Bill, and not surprising, farmers decided they should just farm the land instead. Well, President Biden has said that farmers should be paid, and I quote, to put their fragile land in conservation reserve as part of climate mitigation. Now, just a side note, the Conservation Reserve Program was started when I was Secretary of Agriculture in 1985, and taking fragile, erosive land out of production was a good idea even before we had even heard about climate change. I've farmed through so many climate challenges, I thought climate change was God's threat to farmers. But if science tells us it is man-made, then we can help get it under control. In closing, when you celebrate Earth Day, think about the farmers that farm this earth and feed the world. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.